Do not ever think that Americans don't know what's going on. I know sometimes it's difficult for me to even recognize, but do not think that Americans are not able to say, oh, okay. Now remember, the big Gaussian curve, I understand that. Distribution of whatever. But the middle of the road are some pretty smart people. And in the last couple of days, here in New York in particular, people have said, hey, look what I'm seeing. I'm seeing right now a group of police officers involve themselves in an activity where they're showing up en masse in riot gear, removing what appears to be, I'm not necessarily endorsing this, I'm telling you the way it's perceived, removing what appears to be a bunch of spoiled brat punks with their silly encampments and their silly drums and their stupid, because remember, Americans have never liked student protests since the 60s. Oh, you might say, hey, that's great. Americans don't like that. They're not respected. Martin Luther King, marching with signs, marching with a candle. Beautiful. Beautiful. I've been saying for the longest time, if you were smart, you'd have pictures of all the dead children just walking very slowly, very solemnly. You can wear whatever you want. Keffiyehs, it doesn't matter. Very get people's attention. You want to get people's attention. Do you not know stagecraft? Do you know that when you have a movie that is profound, you have to mix the right music with the right tenor, with the right... Do you understand that? You have to understand that. It's critical, dear friends. Critical. And what happens now is, in addition, you have groups of people who are focusing on and highlighting the more immature moments. I recognize that fact. And one could say that this is an unfair depiction of what is happening, because there were other instances of wonderful places, wonderful rap groups and rap sessions. I'm dating myself, kids. Ask your parents. A rap session. And not H. Rap Brown, which is even more... Anyway. So... people here are saying, wait a minute. Now follow this logic. I'd like to see the cops again. I'm reminded of the levels of law and order. The crime problem has been significantly decreased in the past, in a week, with all of these cops on the street. The crimes, Asian women are not being clobbered. People are not being robbed. People are not being stabbed. It reminds people of law and order and how those things are important. It's broken windows again. It's perfect, the doctrine, that is. Eric Adams, for the first time, says, hey, I like being a mayor. I like being an ex. He was a captain in the police department. And the cops love it. And we are seeing, and very interesting, and what nobody's talking about, you never hear this, is look at the people who were protesting. Do you see any African Americans? I don't mean one. I mean a significant group. No. Why has there been what appears to be, and if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit it, why does there appear to be a disconnect between the Palestinian cause and African American BLM-esque type of groups? Why? Isn't that interesting? I would also say, being here in New York, that the police force that you would see, you know, Times Square or walking the beat, which is an anachronism all its own, they always showed a DEI compliant heterogeneity of diversity, and with a lot of, frankly, police officers that just do not imp- impart upon anybody any sense of fear or respect. A lot of overweight, obese, waddling police officers kind of standing around. I saw one the other day with these weird Cardi B, those stupid lashes, talking on the phone with their partner, and he's sitting there staring at me. I thought, this is not the NYPD I knew. Well, guess what? They're here. They must have been hiding. And this doesn't look like these people are in shape and large and physically fit and toned and look royally pissed off, which is what people, believe it or not, remember and respect. It's like when you look back at your parents when they disciplined you at the time you hated it, but later on you regale in stories about why my old man, if I came home, not only would the teacher knock the hell out of us and the bee cup, but my old man would. And people speak about it because it's attention, because they think enough about you to keep you safe. Don't ever forget that. People love to be taken care of. People, believe it or not, they will never admit this. A lot of them won't. So what we're doing right now is, this is 1968. This is 72. This is a group of people. You are just paving the way for Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, do you like this law and order? Are you getting tired of this? And the next question, the next issue is, who is behind this? Who is responsible for this? What is happening? Who are the financiers of this? Who are the benefactors? Who are the funding sources for this mayhem? Who is pushing this? This is Maidan. This is Atpur. This is Occupation Wall Street. This is Antifa. These are paid character actor, kind of a crisis actor, street performers, buskers, and the like. Ready to go. These are theater shock troops, domestic terror groups, ready to go at a moment's notice. And nobody has ever showed any interest in who they are. Jim Jordan hasn't. Josh Hawley hasn't. Ted Cruz hasn't. Nobody has. Why? Because look who's paying for them. Bezos and Soros and others. Big political money people. Because the word in Washington is this: we will let you speak up to a point. You can talk about TikTok, but you can't talk about Zuckerberg. Think very carefully to what I'm saying and comment as you see fit.